A teacher and student relationship from an Islamic perspective is very sacred. The student goes with an empty bowl, he sits at the feet of his teacher, and over time, alhamdulillah, he gains a lot of knowledge, becomes a knowledgeable person. And depending on the level of the piety of the teacher, he also becomes very pious. He picks up the good habits of the teacher as well. Now, one thing that the student should always be aware of is to never think that he is greater, superior, or better than his teacher in any way. And this is because the scholars of Islam, the likes of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Alayhi Rahmah, have said that it doesn't matter how far a student reaches. In terms of academia, in terms of achievements, he may surpass his teacher outwardly, but he should still ascribe his success to his teacher. That it is through the barakah, the blessings of my teacher, that I have attained this rank. The moment he starts to think that he did all of this by himself, this was not because of the teacher, that's when he goes downhill. Takabbur kicks in, arrogance. So, a student should always remain a humble student before the teacher, and he should ascribe every success to his teacher. It is through the teacher that I have gained such a high status. And remember, the one who is respectful, the one who is ba'adab, inshallah, he will go on to achieve more and more success. As opposed to the one who is disrespectful, and we know shaitan was disrespectful, and where did that lead him? So always be respectful to your teacher, inshallah, you will go a long way.